It is a tremendous joy for me to be able to share with you on the subject, the power of prayer.
Kalintang pingana kanggo abdi tiasa nga bagikeun kasadek topik kawasa doa.
And I'd like to begin my sharing with you in the book of Acts.
Abdi pinga ngawitan ngabagikeun kasadek kitab Caresan para Rasul-rasul.
Many years ago, I heard a Bible teacher say that he could sum up the entire book of Acts in just 3 words.
Beberapa tahun kapengker, abdi ngadangu ayah seorang guru Alkitab nyaruskan yen anjana tiasa ngaringkes kitab Caresan para Rasul ngan tilu kecap.
And I thought, now how can you sum up the entire book of Acts in just 3 words?
Tekapi kumaha tiasa anjen ngaringkes dari kitab Kisah Rasul ngan ku tilu kecap.
And then he said, here are the 3 words.
Dengan jenanya ros, iya tilu kecap teh.
First word is up.
Kecap gaji naik.
The second word is down.
Kedua lungsur.
And the third word is out.
Kecap katilu keluar.
Now why don't you say that with me? Up.
Enak kunaan orang tenyebat naik.
Down.
Lungsur.
Out.
Keluar.
And I thought, now what can that mean?
Tekapi ayeuna naon hartosna ieu?
And then he explained.
Ajeng-ajengna ngajelaskeun.
He said Jesus went up.
Nyarios Yesus naik ka sawarga.
And the Holy Spirit came down.
Kata Roh Suci lungsur.
And the church went out.
Kata gereja angkat keluar.
Now you understand the whole book of Acts.
Ayeuna sadayana ngartos sadaya carios padamaran rasul-rasul.
Because that is the entire book of Acts.
Dan ieu sadaya cariosan padamaran rasul-rasul.
In just 3 simple words.
Ngan tilu kecap sederhana.
But before Jesus went up,
tapi satajan Yesus naik ke sawarga,
and before the Holy Spirit came down,
satajan Roh Suci lungsur,
and before the church went out,
satajan gereja keluar,
something very significant happened.
Aya hiji nu penting pisan.
The early church was born.
Gereja nu ngawitan.
But listen to what Jesus said concerning the birth of the early church.
Tapi dangukeun naon nu ku Yesus dawuhkeun ngeunaan gereja ngawitan.
Now we know that Jesus gave his disciples a commission.
Ayeuna urang terang yen Yesus masihan hiji amanah ka murid-muridna.
And he said this just after his resurrection.
Anjeunna dawuh ieu saparantos gugahna.
His disciples were hiding together in fear.
Murid-murid nyumput lantaran sieun.
And Jesus appeared to them.
Yesus nimbangkeun diri ka aranjeunna.
And he gave them what we call the Great Commission.
Anjeunna masihan ka murid-murid nu ku urang disebut amanah agung.
He told them to go into the whole world.
Anjeunna marintah aranjeunna angkat ka sakulia dunya.
And give the gospel to everyone.
Nguarkeun Injil ka unggal jalmi.
But before Jesus told them they could go into the world,
tapi saatan Yesus marintah ka aranjeunna angkat ka sakulia dunya,
he gave them another command.
Anjeunna masihan parintah sanes.
I call it the Great Command.
Abdi nyebat perintah agung.
And we read this in Acts chapter 1.
Urang maca dina carisan padamaran rasul-rasul.
And in verse 4.
Dina ayat 4.
Listen to these words.
Tangkeun cariosan ieu.
That's Acts chapter 1 verse 4.
Cariosan rasul pasal 1 ayat 4.
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me.
Dina jirinten waktos uang ngariung anjeunna amanat supaya rasul-rasul ulah waka incah ti Yerusalem, kedah tetep heula di dinya ngantos-ngantos jang jirama saurna sakumaha nunggeus diceritakeun teh ku kami.
Now I want you to picture the disciples for just a moment.
Ayeuna abi hayang sadayana ngabayangkeun murid-murid sakedap.
They had received this commission to go tell everyone about Jesus.
Aranjeunna tos nampi amanat ieu kanggo angkat nguarkeun ka unggal jalmi ngeunaan Yesus.
But now Jesus is saying you're not ready to go yet.
Tapi ana Yesus ngadawuh ulah waka angkat.
He is saying first you must go to Jerusalem and wait for my power.
Mantena ngadawuh ngawitan aranjeunna kedah angkat ka Yerusalem ngantosan kawasa kami.
He was telling them you need to go to a prayer meeting first.
Mantan nuju masihan terang ka aranjeunna kedah angkat heula ka kabaktian doa.
Then in verse 8 we read these words.
Ajengna ayat 8 urang maca ieu.
But you will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Kan di mana Roh Suci teh geus lungsur nyarengan maranehna bakal meunang kawasa.
And then listen to what will happen after the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon them.
Kacang dangukeun naon nu baris kajantenan sapertos kawasa Roh Suci lungsur ka anjeunna.
The verse goes on to say,
ayat ieu ngalajengkeun.
And you will be my witnesses.
Tarta jadi saksi-saksi kami.
Not only in Jerusalem.
Di Yerusalem.
And in all of Judea and Samaria.
Di sakulia Yudea jeung Samaria.
But you will go to the very ends of the earth.
Dug nepi ka tungtung bumi.
Now here I must stop for a moment and just give you a personal testimony. As I am sharing with you on this occasion, I have had the privilege in this year of traveling around the world 6 times.
Atas sabing pagi sareng sederek di kesempatan ieu abdi gaduh hak istimewa tahun ieu ngurulingan dunia genep kali.
So even in this year I've been into China 2 different times.
Masina tahun ieu abdi tos 2 kali aya di Cina.
In fact, I must tell you a secret. On one of my trips into China, I dressed up like a Chinese person. Yes, I did. I dressed up like a Chinese person with a Chinese hat on. And I'm taller than most Chinese people. So I bent over. And at night, I went out and gave gospel literature house to house in China. I wanted to know what it felt like in that country to go give the gospel late at night. Because I knew this was not normally permitted. But I wanted to feel what it was like in that kind of a situation. And in another one of my trips, I went into the rainforest in Africa. To get to where we went, it takes 11 days by canoe. And we went deep into the rainforest of Africa. And there I saw with my own eyes thousands and thousands of pygmies that have come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now before this teaching is over, I'm going to share the whole story about that. Because there's much I'm not telling you now. But when I read this verse, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it blesses my heart. This verse says, "You will be my witnesses in the most remote part of the earth." But it all begins in prayer. You see, Jesus was speaking to many disciples here. Now, if you read the entire first chapter of the book of Acts, you won't find the exact number Jesus spoke to. We only know the approximate number that ended up in the upper room.
Ruangan terang, jumlah kinten-kinten di ruangan luhur.
And we know that number is about 120.
Jumlahnya kirang langkung 120.
But when you read some of Paul, the apostle's later writings, you discover something interesting.
Tapi mami sadek maca sebarat seratan Rasul Paulus, sadek mendak hal nu indah.
When Paul wrote his first letter to the Corinthians, he talked about the appearances of Jesus after his resurrection.
Atas Paulus nyerat ka jemaah di Korinta anjeunna nyeros ngeunaan Yesus nembongan saperantos digugahkeun.
And he refers to all the different times Jesus appeared after he rose from the dead.
Mata nunjuk ka sadaya waktos nu barenten waktos Yesus nembongan dirina saperantos gugah tina maot.
And something very, very interesting that you discover when you read what Paul said.
Hal menda pisan sadarek pendakan waktos sadarek maca nu dicaoskeun Paulus.
Paul refers to one occasion that Jesus spoke to or talked with 500 people.
Paulus nunjukkan hiji kesempatan yang Yesus nyarios atanapi gunem catur sareng 500 orang.
Most Bible scholars believe it's here in Acts chapter 1.
Seueur sarjana Alkitab percantan ieu aya dina Kisah Rasul pasal 1.
And I believe that too.
Abdi juga percantan.
But now why would that be significant?
Ayeuna kunaon ieu penting?
Look at the number that was in the upper room.
Kami urang ningali jumlah jalmi di ruangan luhur.
Think Think very carefully about this.
Imut-imut sing taliti ngenani ye.
If Jesus spoke to 500,
man Yesus nyarios 500 orang,
and if he told 500 disciples go to Jerusalem to a prayer meeting,
kata umpami orang nyarios ke 500 murid angkat ke Yerusalem ke kebaktian doa,
and if only 120 obeyed him,
umpami ngan 120 nu taat ke mantena,
that causes me to ask a question.
Yang lantaran kenadi ngajukeun hiji patarosan.
What happened to the other 380?
Anu kajantaran sareng 380 sanesna.
Look at that number.
Tingali dina jumlah eta.
That means 76% of the disciples didn't obey Jesus.
Artosna 76% murid-murid taat ka Yesus.
That number represents 3 out of 4 of the disciples did something else.
Dan tilu ti opat murid midamel hal nu sanes.
Only 24% responded by obeying Jesus.
Ngan 24% anu taat ka Yesus.
And that is often the way it is in the church today.
Patos kieu kaayaan gereja ayeuna.
Most of us know how important prayer is.
Seueur ti urang terang kumaha penting doa.
But we neglect it.
Tapi orang hare-hare.
We do not put into practice what we know to be important.
Orang temidamel nu ku orang terang penting.
And so that is why I'm teaching on the subject of prayer.
Kemudian ieu sababna abdi ngawulang ngeunaan doa.
Now I told you about some of my journeys around the world.
Ayeuna abdi bade nyaos sababaraha ti perjalanan abdi ka sakuliah dunya.
But I should take one moment to tell you a little about the ministry that I direct.
Kada abdi nyaoskeun heula sakedik ngeunaan pelayanan di pimpinanku abdi.
Because I want you to understand why we believe prayer is so important.
Antara abdi hoyong sadereng ngartos kunaon urang percanten yen doa teh sakitu pentingna.
Now the ministry I direct is called Every Home for Christ.
Ayeuna pelayanan nu abdi pimpin disebut Unggal Rumah Tangga Kanggo Kristus.
We now have offices or bases in 105 nations.
Kadu kantor atau napi cabang di 105 negara.
And we have many thousands of volunteer workers.
Abdi kadu ribuan batama sukarela.
And many hundreds of full-time workers.
Sareng ratusan karyawan nu sapinuhna.
Who take a printed message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to every home in their country.
Mengirimkan traktat ngenaan Injil Yesus Kristus ke unggal rumah tangga di negara aranjeuna.
As a matter of fact, on any given day, these workers visit at least 50,000 new families.
Pastana dina dinten naon bae padamal-padamal ieu dongkap ka sakirang-kirangna 50 kulawarga engga.
And because of the fact that there's about 5 or 6 people living in every home, that at least 250,000 people are getting the gospel every day.
Lantaran dikin-dikin aya 5 tanda 6 orang di unggal bumi, janten sakirang-kirangna 250,000 jami nampi Injil ingga unggal dinten.
Many of us remember reading about the outpouring of the Spirit in Acts chapter 2.
Ya antawi urang seueur nu emut tos maca ngeunaan lungsurna Roh Suci dina cariosan Rasul.
And we remember when the apostle Peter preached, 3,000 people came to know Jesus.
Urang ge emut waktu Rasul Petrus khotbah 3,000 jami percanten ka Yesus.
Well, I'm pleased to tell you that last year in our ministry, we saw that happen every single day.
Tapi binga masih terang sadrek yang tahun kamari dina pelayanan abdi ningali ieu unggal dinten.
Now that may be a little hard to believe, but it's true.
Angitan ieu sakadik hese dipercantan tapi ieu teh leres.
Over 3,000 people every day wrote out a decision card.
Langkung 3,000 jami unggal dinten nyerat kartu keputusan.
Now people sometimes ask me, what is the secret to this harvest?
Ayeuna jalmi-jalmi kadang naros Rusia buatan ieu.
Last year it was more than 1 million people in 1 year.
Tahun kamari langkung 1 juta jalmi dina sataun.
Hundreds of new baby churches were born in villages all over the world.
Ratusan gereja nembe dirintis di desa-desa sakuliah dunya.
And I can tell you what I believe the secret is.
Abdi tiasa masian terang sadayak Rusia nu abdi percanten.
In fact, I'm convinced of it.
Faktana abdi diyakinkeun.
And I sum it up this way.
Abdi ngaringkeusna kieu.
Our ministry, we believe, is based on three unchanging convictions.
Pelayanan Nabi Abdi percanten didasarkan tilu keyakinan nun teroba.
And I'm sharing this with you even before I speak more on the subject of prayer.
Tetapi nuju ngabagikeun ieu ka sadayak malah satatan abdi nyarios selangkung tebi ngeunaan kawasan doa.
I want you to know why I believe prayer is the key.
Abdi hoyong sadayak terang kunaon abdi percanten yen doa mangrupi kunci.
The first conviction is this.
Kayakinan anu hiji teh ieu.
The Great Commission must be taken literally.
Amat agung kedah ditampi ku cara harfiah.
Jesus wants everyone to have the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Jesus hoyong unggal jami gaduh pangarti nyalira ngeunaan Yesus Kristus.
Now the second conviction is this.
Keyakinan salajengna.
Without unity the task is impossible.
Mun tengah hiji pancen ieu teu mungkin.
And the third conviction is this.
Keyakinan katilu nyaeta.
Prayer will remove every obstacle that stands in the way.
Doa tiasa nyinglarkeun unggal rintangan nu ngahalangan waktos ngawartakeun Injil.
There is not a single obstacle that'll stand in the way of preaching the gospel if we pray.
Da aya ge hiji rintangan nu keukeuh waktos urang ngawartakeun umpami urang neuneuda.
And that's why Jesus first called his disciples to prayer.
Sapamana Yesus marintah ka murid-muridna ngawitan ku doa.
So I can tell you this, that the early church was born in a prayer meeting.
Abdi masihan terang saderek yen gereja ngawitan dibabarkeun dina kabaktian doa.
And when you read through the book of Acts, you see that it kept growing as it kept praying.
Saderek macak di kitab Kisah Rasul-rasul, saderek ningal yen ieu teras tumuwuh sementara doa teras rumangsung.
Prayer then becomes the key to everything we do.
Ajang doa janten kunci sadaya nu dibidamel.
Prayer is the reason we're seeing the great harvest we're seeing.
Doa teh alasan yen urang nuju ningali pibuatan ageung.
And I believe we've only begun to see the great harvest the Lord wants to give.
Tatapi percanten urangan ngawitan ningali pibuatan nu abdi Gusti pasihan.
Now let me go a little further in sharing with you concerning the power of prayer.
Hayang ijinkeun abdi ngalajengkeun sakedik ka saderek ngeunaan kuasa doa.
And then later in the teaching I want to help define exactly what prayer is.
Dina pangajaran abdi bade nulungan netepkeun naon doa teh.
Now, I refer to prayer's threefold potential concerning what prayer can do.
Ayeuna abdi nunjuk ka kakiatan doa tilu segi ngeunaan naon nu tiasa doa pidamel.
And if it's possible, I hope you can write some of these things down.
Umpami tiasa mah, abdi miharep saderek tiasa nyerat sababaraha hal.
And you can meditate on them.
Sarta saderek tiasa ngarenungkeun.
The first thing I want to speak about is the relationship between world evangelism and prayer.
Hal nu kahiji nu bade dicaroskeun nyaeta hubungan antawis penginjilan sadunia sareng doa.
I am speaking right now of the capacity or the power to change the world through prayer.
Abi nyaros ayeuna ieu ngeunaan kapasitas satanapi kawasa kanggo ngubah dunya ngalangkungan doa.
Now I've already shared a basis for why prayer is important.
Ayeuna abdi tos ngadugikeun hiji dasar kunaon doa teh penting.
But look again with me at specific scriptures.
Tapi tinggal deui sareng abdi ayat-ayat nu khusus.
That talk about the commission Jesus has given the church.
Menyaksikan ngeunaan amanat nu Yesus pasikeun ka gareja.
We read in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, the Great Commission.
Orang maca dina Markus pasal 16 ayat 15, amanat agung.
That is Mark 16, verse 15.
Di Markus 16, ayat 15.
Jesus said to his disciples,
Atasna anjeunna ngadawuh,
go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Maraneh ku kami rek diutus jug-jug sakulia dunya embarkeun Injil ka umat sakumna.
He doesn't want us to miss one. I remember a humorous story that happened in our ministry in India.
Abdi imut kana carita lucu dina pelayanan Nabi saraya di India.
We have many hundreds of workers in India.
Abdi kaduh ratusan padamel di India.
And many thousands of volunteers.
Sareng ribuan relawan.
To go to every home in India for the first time took over 10 years in our ministry.
Aku ngadongkapan ninggal bumi di India, ngabutuhkeun waktu 10 tahun dia pelayanan abdi.
And then we were afraid we might have missed some, so we started all over again. And they finished a second time. And now they're involved in a third time. And we've already had over 5 million decision cards come to our offices in India. But I especially remember one story about one of our workers. Now, most of our workers ride bicycles in India. Except in the desert.
Awal di padang gurun.
And there, we have camel teams.
Idenya ya tim onta.
Our workers have to rent camels.
Pada malam di kedah nyewa onta-onta.
But in most parts, they use bicycles.
Tapi di kota mah ngangge sepeda.
Now one of our workers was a part of a team of about 8 men.
Salah seorang pada mah tinu 8 orang pameget.
And they had a special camp where they stayed together in one village.
Anjeuna gaduh hiji tempat khusus di mana aranjeuna linggih di hiji desa.
And then they would go out to many villages.
Lajeng aranjeuna angkat ka seueur desa.
All day long.
Sepanjang dinten.
And at night they would come back to that camp.
Dina wengi aranjeuna mulang ka tempat eta.
And on one particular day, one of our workers went out to visit about 8 villages.
Dinten salah seorang pedamel angkat kinten-kinten 8 desa.
Now they were not large villages.
Ternyata sanes desa-desa nu ageung.
And he could do them all during the daylight.
Ajana biasa ngarengsekeun sataacan wengi.
But as he came to the last village,
tapi waktos anjeuna dugi ka desa nu akhir,
and he had gone to every home in that village.
Ajana parantos ngadongkapan unggal bumi di desa eta.
It was very hot and he was wiping the sweat from his brow.
Awana panas pisan satanyana nyusut kesangna.
And he was so very tired.
Anjeuna lungse.
And he could not wait to leave to go back to the camp.
Sabar kangge enggal mulang ka markas.
But as he was wiping his forehead, he lifted his eyes up toward the hills by the village.
Atos nyusut kesangna anjeun ningal ka pasir caket desa eta.
And there he saw, way up on the top of the hill.
Anjeuna ningal ka jalan nu bade ka puncak.
And it wasn't just a hill, it was more like a mountain. He saw one tiny little house.
Anjeuna ningali hiji bumi nu alit pisan.
He had missed it.
Tatan di dongkapan.
Oh, but he was so tired.
Tapi anjeuna lungse.
He looked up at that house.
Anjeuna ningali ka bumi eta.
And he said, "Oh God, you must forgive me."
Bari sadadu Gusti hampura abdi.
I had promised I would not miss a home.
Abi tos janji moal aya bumi nu kalangkung hiji oge.
Then he said, "But Lord, I'm so tired."
Saurna abi Gusti abdi mani lungse.
I'm just going to have to leave that home for someone else.
Papi di langkung keun cina didongkapan ka sanes.
And so he went to get on his bicycle.
Hatang nyandak sepeda.
Now his bicycle had been sitting in the sun.
Ayeuna sepeda teh tos disimpen di handapeun panon poe.
And he got on his bicycle.
Anjeuna numpak sepeda.
And he started to pedal.
Awitan ngagoes.
But it was so hard the wheels wouldn't move.
Tapi hese pisan roda-rodana muter.
And he thought, "There's something wrong with my bicycle."
Anjeuna mikir aya nu teu hade dina sepedana.
And he looked back at the back tire.
Anjeuna ningali ban pengker.
And it was flat.
Ban teh kempes.
The sun had caused all the air to come out.
Pan poe tos ngalantarankeun hawa dina ban keluar.
And it must have had a very slow leak.
Lain-lain banna bocor.
And he couldn't get it to move.
Anjeuna teu biasa muter sepeda eta.
And he did not have a tire pump.
Anjeuna teu gaduh pompa.
So he could not put air in his tire.
Anjeuna teu biasa ngalebeten hawa kana sepeda.
So he thought, "Oh, what am I going to do?"
Anjeuna mikir naon nu kedah didamel.
So he went back to the different houses where he had left literature.
Anjeuna mulang deui ka sabaraha bumi nu tos ditinggalkeun.
And he asked different people, "Do you have a tire pump?"
Bari naros ka unggal jalmi naha kaduh pompa ban.
And everyone said no.
Anggal jalmi ngawar henteu.
Now he was very discouraged.
Anjeuna teu leutik hate.
He thought, "I'm going to have to push my bicycle in the darkness."
Anjeuna mikir abdi kedah nungtun sepeda dina poek.
Where there are many wild animals.
Seueur satu galak.
Oh, and he felt very badly.
Anjeuna ngaraos cilaka ka pisan.
And just then a little boy walked by.
Ternyata aya budak pamenggeut ngalangkung.
He was only about 8 years old.
Geuningan nyasuana 8 taun.
And he said to the little boy, "Do you know of anyone around here that has a tire pump?" And at first the little boy said, "No one has a tire pump here." And then he had a strange look on his face. He said, I just remembered.
Karena api nabimut.
Yes, there is someone who has a tire pump.
Jadi itu ayah anu gadu pompa ban.
I have seen him with a tire pump in the village.
Ari patas ningali hiji jalmi nyandak pompa ban di desa.
And our worker said, where is he?
Tareta padamal di mana?
And the little boy pointed up in the hill.
Tamma kateta nyan nunjuk ka bukit.
He said, do you see that house way up there?
Torna naha anjen ningal bumi di luhur.
He said, that man has a tire pump.
Papa eta gadu pompa ban.
So our worker had to go way up into the hills.
Dan tempat amal eta kedah naik ka bukit.
And because he had to go up in the hills, he took the gospel with him.
And
he told that man about Jesus. For the very first time in his life, that man heard about Jesus. So our worker knew that Jesus takes the Great Commission seriously. But let me tell you again that prayer is at the heart of it.
Izinkan api nyaruskan doa teh ini.
Do you know that only one time did Jesus ever say, here's the problem of the harvest and here is the solution to the problem?
Masalah terang yang Yesus ngan sekali nyarus ieu masalah buatan serta ieu jalan keluarna.
It is in Matthew chapter 9.
Ya, ayat di Matius pasal 8.
It's in verses 37 and 38.
In ayat 37 sarang 38.
In verse 37, Jesus said, here is the problem.
Ayat 37, Yesus ngatau, ieu masalahna.
He said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
Antara ngatau yang buatan ser, tapi pada masa gede.
And then he tells us the solution. Now how well do you know your Bible? Is this what Jesus said? Did Jesus say the harvest truly is plenteous and the laborers are few? Therefore, build bigger Bible schools and seminaries, for that's how you will train the workers. Now, is that what Jesus said? I can tell you no. That's not what Jesus said. Did Jesus say the harvest truly is plenteous and the laborers are few? Therefore, plan worker mobilization conferences. No, Jesus said the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of harvest will send forth the laborers. Now listen carefully to what I'm about to say. This is the only time Jesus said, here's the problem and here's the solution. Now if Jesus said it that way, he really meant it. So we need to pray for God to send out the workers. So that is one aspect of the power of prayer. When we begin to pray that God will send out workers, the harvest then will be gathered in. But let me share with you the second potential of our prayer. It concerns Christian unity and prayer. Now the first thing I said is that prayer can change the world. Now I want to tell you that prayer will change the church. Because prayer brings a climate or an atmosphere of unity in the church. We see this in the early church. The disciples were arrested because they were preaching the gospel. And then they came together.
Lajeng aranjeunna ngariung.
Now they knew that they had to keep preaching the gospel.
Aranya terang yeun aranjeunna kedah tetep ngawartakeun Injil.
But what were they to do now?
Pinanu aranjeunna pidaman ayeuna.
They were told that they couldn't do it anymore.
Aranjeunna dipasihan terang yeun aranjeunna teu tiasa deui midamel ieu.
But then we see what they did when they were told they can't preach the gospel.
Urang ningali naon nu dibidamel aranjeunna waktos dipasihan terang yeun aranjeunna teu tiasa ngawartakeun Injil.
They called for a prayer meeting.
Aranjeunna ngayakeun hiji kabaktian doa.
That's the first thing we should do when we run into difficulty.
Ieu nu kedahna urang padamel waktos urang mayunan kasulitan.
And listen to what the Bible says about this prayer meeting.
Alkitab mengenai kebaktian doa.
It's in Acts chapter 4, verses 31 and 32.
Kasih Rasul pasal 4, ayat 31 sampai 32.
That's Acts chapter 4, verses 31 and 32.
Kasih Rasul pasal 4, ayat 31 sampai 32.
Verse 31 says this.
Ayat 31 nyaraskan.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together.
Sahabat Rasul nanada tempat kumpul ngariak aranjena kalinggihan kuros suci.
And what was the result of that prayer?
Naon hasil tina doa?
The Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Alkitab nyaruskan yang aranjena dipinuan kuros suci serta ngadukikan pangandika Allah.
So the first result of the prayer meeting was a boldness that came upon them.
Dan hasil kahiji tina kebaktian doanya eta kawanian nulungsur ka aranjeunna.
But something else happened that was just as important.
Tapi aya oge kajantenan nu penting di dieu.
Listen to what it says in verse 32.
Naon kana ayat 32?
And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul.
Pakumpulan jalma-jalma anu geus ariman teh estu saniat sapikir.
Now the Bible goes on to say that they shared everything they had one with another.
Kitab suci ngalajengkeun yen aranjeunna silih bagi naon nu aranjeunna pigaduh.
This was the result of that unity.
Ieu hasil tina ngahiji.
God wants the church to experience a new unity.
Allah hoyong gareja ngalaman ngahiji nu anyar.
Because we all have the same goal.
Antaran urang kaduh tujuan nu sami.
We want to see the whole world know who Jesus is.
Urang hoyong sakulia dunya ningali saha Yesus.
But only as we unite together will we finish the job.
Mun ngan urang ngahiji urang tiasa ngarengsekeun padamelan eta.
But only if we pray together will we unite together.
Tapi umpami urang nedera sareng urang baris dihijikeun.
I remember a very interesting story concerning what is called the Special Olympics.
Abi imut cara nu sae ngeunaan nu disebat Olimpiade khusus.
Now all of us have heard about the Olympics.
Urang sareng tos ngadangu ngeunaan Olimpiade.
They are the most famous athletic events in the world.
Eta teh cara para atlet nu kasohor di sakulah dunya.
And they are the very best athletes that come together and compete.
Aranjeunna atlet-atlet pangsaena ngumpul sarta bersaing.
And what they're competing for is just a beautiful gold medal.
Diperjuangkeun ku aranjeunna ngan medali emas nu endah.
But for many years now, there have been what is called the Special Olympics.
Tapi salami sabaraha taun didinya aya nu disebat Olimpiade khusus.
Now these are very special people in these races.
Nu ngiring nyaeta jalmi nu khusus.
These are people who are handicapped or impaired in some way in their mind or body.
Nyaeta jalmi nu kaganggu atanapi cacat, imutan atanapi jasmani.
Several years ago, the Special Olympics came to America.
Beberapa tahun kapengker di Olimpiade ieu diayakeun di Amerika.
And there was one particular race that no one will ever forget.
Aya lomba nu moal dihilapkeun ku saurang oge.
It was a race that included about 9 runners.
Ya, hiji pertandingan nu ku 8 urang pelari.
Now if you looked at these 9 runners, they looked like young
people.
Their ages were about 18 or 19 years of age. But you could tell by looking at them, they were not normal young people. We would say that they were mentally retarded.
Orang nyarios yang aranjana cacat mental.
You see, even though they were 18 or 19 years of age,
tetek ningali anjana Yosua 18 atau 19 tahun,
they had the mind of a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old.
Imbutan aranjana sepatas budak umur 4 atau 5 tahun.
And several of them bent over just a little bit like retarded children do.
Beberapa di antaranya bengkok seperti budak cacat.
You could look at them and see that they were not normal.
Tidak biasa ningal aranjena yen aranjena normal.
But they all still wanted to run in the race.
Tapi aranjena masih hoyong lompat dina pertandingan.
And they all had a desire to win the first prize.
Tariya gaduh kahoyong kanggo kenging jawara kahiji.
Oh, I wish you could picture this in your mind.
Abi hoyong sadek tiasa ngapayangkeun.
Here was the starting line.
Yeta garis ngawitan.
And all of these young people had lined up at the starting line.
Tariya budak ieu tos ngabaris di garis ngawitan.
They were so excited to run in the race.
Aranya sumangat kanggo lompat dina pertandingan eta.
And each one wanted to win the prize.
Masing-masing hoyong canten juara.
And so there was a person who started the race. He held in his hand what we would call a starter's pistol or a little gun. And then he said these words. Get on your mark. And get set.
Siap-siap.
Which means get ready to run.
Siap.
And then he held up the pistol.
Pistol.
And bang, it went off.
Dor, katang usat sa swantan.
And they all started to run.
Ngawitan lompat.
And they were all excited to win.
Sumangat kanggo kinging.
It was only about 50 meters this race.
Katangan yeungan 50 meter.
Not a very long race at all.
Jarak tepi.
But they were all running.
Tapi sarayana lompat.
And right in the middle of the group.
Pas di tengah-tengah kelompok kita.
Was an 18-year-old girl.
Seorang gadis nu Yosua 18 tahun.
But the mind of only a 5-year-old.
Tapi mutana seperti budak Yosua 5 tahun.
And she tripped on her own feet.
Sampai nanti terjong.
And she fell down on the ground.
Anjana gebis.
And she cut her knee.
Tuhurna boha.
And she did what any little 5-year-old would do.
Kalakuannya jika budak Yosua 5 tahun nuju gebis.
Now she was actually 18 years old.
Anjana Yosua 18 tahun.
But she had the mind of a 5-year-old.
Imutanana sapatos nu Yosua 5 tahun.
So she was laying on the ground.
Anjena gogoleran di tanah.
And what would any 5-year-old do if they fell?
Awan di panel budak Yosua 5 tahun upami jadi.
She started to cry.
Nangis.
She rolled on her side.
Gogoleran.
She held her knee.
Nyepeng tuurna.
And it was cut just a little bit.
Tuurna teh ngan buhak saketik.
And a little bit of blood was coming.
Atas ngan saketik getihna.
And the crowd was watching all of this.
And
the moment she fell,
gebis,
and started to cry, the strangest thing happened. All the other runners stopped and turned.
Lumbat, liren, teras mali.
And they all ran back to her.
Lumbat, nyaketan.
And the clock was still going. The race was still being run.
Jam masih teras, pertandingan teracan ringse.
But all the other 8 runners came running back to her.
Tapi kada 84 mulang deui ka anjeunna.
And they all knelt down around her.
Aranjeunna sadaya ngarulingan.
And they started to pat her on the head.
Aranjeunna ngusapan masakana.
And they were saying it'll be okay.
Nyarios sadaya baris ringse.
It'll be all right.
Sadayana teu nanaon.
And then all of a sudden the strangest thing happened.
Ujug-ujug hal nupang aneh ka jantenna.
The race was still being run.
Pertandingan teh masih lumangsung.
But now all the runners were in a little group.
Tapi ayeuna nu lompat aya dina kelompok alit.
And no one could believe their eyes.
Teu aya saurang geuna percanten.
All those other 8 young people.
8 budak ngora eta
put their hands under her.
Marayang gadis nu gebis teh.
And she was a very big girl.
Anjeunna gadis nu badanna ageung pisan.
And they lifted her up.
Aranjeunna ngajungjungkeunna.
And they put her on their shoulders.
Aranjeunna ngagotong dina tak-tak aranjeunna.
And then they all ran the race together.
Ajeng aranjeunna lompat sasarengan.
And they all crossed the finish line at the same time.
Aranjeunna ngalengsekeun garis akhir sasarengan.
And do you know who got the gold medal?
Nah, sadek terang saha nu kenging medali emas?
Every one of those young people got the gold medal. All 9 of them won the race.
Kasalapan urang yeung nginginkeun pertandingan.
That's what Jesus wants us to do.
Ieu nu dipikah hoyong Yesus urang midamelna.
He wants us all to run together.
Antara hoyong urang lompat sasarengan.
And this is why prayer is so important to Christian unity.
Ieu sabab kunaon doa penting pisan kanggo ngahiji kakristenan.
I can tell you this is true in the ministry of every home for Christ. We need all the body of Christ to work together. But only as we pray together will we see that unity. But there is yet more that I should share about the power of prayer. Now I've talked about how world evangelism and prayer are linked together. I've talked about how Christian unity and prayer are linked together. First of all, I said that prayer will change the world. Then I said prayer will change the church. But now, I need to share the relationship between personal growth and prayer. You see, prayer will change the individual. We know when we read about the early church that they believed this was true.
Kurang terang waktu seorang maca ngenaan gereja ngawitan yang aranjena percanten yelers.
We see this even with the early apostles.
Kurang ningali kajantanan ye sarang rasul-rasul kahiji.
They were convinced that prayer was the most important thing they could do.
Aranjena diyakin yang doa hal nupang pentingna nu aranjena tiasa pidama.
For example, in Acts chapter 5, we see tremendous growth in the early church. But then problems began to develop. And this happens everywhere in the world today. Wherever there's a great harvest of souls, problems begin to happen. And pretty soon, many of the apostles were being asked to do all kinds of different things. But they didn't have time to do all these things. And so we read something interesting in Acts chapter 6. They have to appoint deacons to help them do the work. They did this so they could establish the important priorities of their ministry. We see this in Acts chapter 6, verse 4. The apostles made this decision. They said, "We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Now notice very carefully what they put first. They put prayer as first. I remember hearing a statement by a famous leader from England many years ago. He was talking about how busy we get in working for God. Sometimes we are so busy working for God that we don't take time to be with God. And this leader made this statement. He said, "No amount of activity in the King's service will ever make up for the neglect of the king himself." And so I want to speak this very personally to you in this moment. It is impossible to grow to our potential in Jesus without prayer.
Mungkin orang nuwuhkeun kakiatan-kakiatan orang dina Yesus tanpa doa.
The shortest book in the New Testament is the book of Jude.
Kitab pendekna dina Perjanjian Anyar nyaeta kitab Yudas.
It's only one chapter long.
Penghiji pasal panjang.
And in verse 20 of the book of Jude, we read these words.
Ayat 20 di kitab Yudas urang maca ieu.
That's verse 20 of that small book called Jude.
Ayat 20 di kitab alit nu namina Yudas.
It says, "Build up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit."
Dijelaskeun masing tagen para mitra masing ajek matek dina dadasaring iman anu pang mulus-mulusna bari muntang kanap kawasan Roh Suci.
Now that is a command.
Iyana hiji perintah.
The Bible says, "Build yourself up by praying in the Holy Spirit."
Dijelaskeun masing tagen para mitra dina ngadoa dina Roh Suci.
Now later in the teaching I'm going to talk more about different ways we can pray.
Lajeng dina pangajaran abdi badhe nyarios langkung deui ngeunaan rupa-rupa cara urang tiasa ngadoa.
This is only the very first part of our teaching together.
Ieu ngan awal ti pangajaran urang sasarengan.
But I'm trying to lay a foundation at the very beginning.
Tapi abdi badhe nyobian nyimpen dasar dina ngawitan.
What I'm trying to say is this.
Nuju dicopi abdi nyaoskeun nyaeta.
I cannot grow if I do not pray.
Abdi moal tumuwuh umami abdi teu ngadoa.
And if I do not pray, the church will not unite.
Upami abdi terdoa, gereja moal dihijikeun.
And if the church does not unite, we will not change the world.
Upami moal ngahiji, urang moal tiasa ngarobih dunya.
So prayer is at the heart of it all.
Janten ieu teh doa inti tina sadayana.
Now, if I start to pray 1 hour a day, for a whole year, that won't make me more saved in a year.
Nabi ngawitan ngadua sejam sadinten di taun moal ngajantenkeun ibdi langkung diselametkeun dina sataun.
Because if I am saved, I am saved.
Pantan bami abdi selametkeun abdi selamet.
Only one thing cleanses me from my sin.
Hiji hal nu ngabersihkeun abdi tina dosa.
It's the blood of Jesus Christ.
Eteh getih Yesus.
It's what he did on the cross.
Ieu nu manten abdi damel di dulur salib.
The fact that I believe that. But if I do pray 1 hour a day for the next year, I will grow greater than I've ever grown before. Now let me conclude this time with you by sharing something I feel that's very important. Paul the Apostle was one of the greatest servants of God who ever lived.
Rasul Paulus nyatai salah seorang hamba Gusti kasor nu pernah hirup.
And in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10,
Filipi pasal 3 ayat 10,
Paul sums up his entire goal in life.
Paulus ngaring kesadaya tujuan dina hirupna.
I pray this will be your goal.
Abdi ngadua supados ieu janten tujuan saderek.
He said, "Oh, that I may know Him."
Saurna teh aya deui cita-cita lian ti hayang nya-nya wanoh ka anjeunna.
He was saying, "Oh, that I could know the Lord."
Anjeunna nuju nyarios, "Oh, abdi hoyong wanoh ka Gusti."
But how can we develop an intimate knowledge of God apart from prayer?
Kumaha urang tiasa ngembangkeun hiji pangarti ngeunaan Allah ku cara intim tapi sah
doa? It's not even possible apart from prayer.
Alah moal mungkin misahkeun ti doa.
To know someone,
kanggo wanoh ka hiji jalmi.
We must spend time with that person.
Para ngabutuhkeun waktu sareng jalmi eta.
Now I want you to stop with me right here.
Sareng liren sareng abdi ditu.
And I'm going to pray very simply for you.
Abdi bade ngadoa nu
right now.
Sederhana.
Jesus, I come to you now.
Yesus abdi ngadeuheus ka anjeunna ayeuna.
And I pray that you will talk to my friend that's listening right now.
Abdi nadada supados anjeun ngadawuh ka rerencangan abdi nuju ngadengukeun.
And that more than anything else in the whole world.
Kata langkung ti naon bae di sakulih dunya.
They will desire to know.
Anjeunna gaduh ka hoyong kanggo wano sareng.
And I ask you to do this work now.
Abdi nuhun anjeunna midamel padamelan ieu di
ayeuna. I ask it in Jesus' name.
Abdi sarta nuhun ka ieu di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
Now he's doing it for you right now.
Ayeuna mantenna nuju midamel ieu kanggo saderek ayeuna oge.
Even as my teaching finishes, I want you to pray more about
it. Waktos diajarkeun ku abdi ring se abdi hoyong saderek langkung.
And I believe the Lord will answer your prayer now.
Tetapi percanten Gusti Yesus beres ngajawab doa saderek ayeuna.